Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? You know what it is. It is the Affair finale. Oh my gosh, we have three points of view to cover. Questions have been answered. And we're all the feels. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Just like fanning ourselves.
I need a fan. Tissues. I need tissues.
Yeah. There's lots of feels.
I'm looking at you for support right here.
The energy in this room right now is
it's down.
It is low. It was even hard to do that intro, and be excited about, because there was nothing. It was nothing really to be excited about. I mean, just such somber,
sad, somber mood.
I mean, I do like some things, and we'll get into it as far as like connections and bridges that were built, but oh my gosh,
the entire episode.
Yeah,
I don't think Lem cried at all though, and we did.
I cried inside.
I couldn't look because I looked inside. At you and you were crying.
I cried inside. There was thug tears in my heart.
Thug tears. Okay.
I truly believe it. I need to take a nap right now. Like that drained everything out of me. I'm like, oh, I need to recharge.
Yeah, it was very draining.
It was heavy.
Oh man. So let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Lem Gonzalez here, and with me is our entire panel. Woo! Of course, we had to be reunited for the finale. Make sure we did you right. And next to me is the incomparable, the beautiful, the talented Miss April Wisenhant.
Hey, y'all. Sorry, I'm really sad right now. Yeah. Literally.
But you look good, girl.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like you're sad.
You're doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know how we are. Allison Dean giving us this 411 is in the building with the amazing necklace.
Oh, thanks. Mm,
that is pretty.
Yeah.
I wore it for all of you.
Yeah. Appreciate
shining.
It.
Shining.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Holding on the anchor with the bronzer right here.
Hey,
Nadine Delapale.
Yeah, I had to make it shiny for
you. We had to be balanced out.
Yeah.
We need a little brightness in this room right now.
Yep, this is all you get. The highlighter right here.
That's it.
The highlighter. That's it.
Welcome.
Yes. So we got a lot to cover, but right now, what are our feelings overall about this episode and then the season as a whole?
I think the season as a whole was just deep. It was just a deep, dramatic season. I think now that we know that Ruth Wilson, she wanted to get off, we understand why the writing all led towards this. And I understand a lot more why I was feeling the way I was watching the other episodes. I was like, why are you putting me through this? I think the finale was perfect for what it was. I don't think we needed a crazy cliffhanger like I really like with some other finales. I want to know, okay, oh my God, keep me on my toes. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch the next season.
Right.
We just lost our girl. We lost our baby girl. And like, you can't, you know, nothing else is going to top that. No, there's no other cliffhanger that I think could top that for this season. So I think it needed to end the way it did.
Yeah. Huh. It, to me, it's just, there's nothing, there's no other word to describe it as other than heartbreaking. Like, literally, oh my God, I'm tearing up even just saying it, because it's so, just to see the way that everyone reacted, mainly with the Allison stuff, of course, as well, but then we have the Vic stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, in our chat a few weeks ago, whenever the whole Vic and Sierra thing originally happened, people were really anti that. I don't know if the writers gave us that moment of, oh, okay, she actually is pregnant to make us happy, but, like, nothing could overshadow all of the Allison stuff that happened and just the moments, even with Noah and Helen. And I literally, the whole time, I swear, I was clutching my chest because it just makes me feel sad.
Right.
I think for me, and I don't think I felt this way since season two, I thought the whole season was really well done. Like, just, you know, the kind of season where you cannot wait to know what's going to happen next in a way, you know? Mm-hmm. And we didn't know, I think, initially when it started, how everything was going to work itself out.
Right.
I mean, we obviously had our predictions and our suspicions about certain things. But I think overall, as much as it was, like, a heart-wrenching episode. I also feel like them doing what they did in Helen's part with Noah, I actually appreciated how Noah had, like, a pretty big involvement at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was them trying to give us some, like, some zest for life, right? Like, Noah was very insistent, like, we're so lucky to be alive.
I love that
And then even at the end, you see Helen, and she's, like, smiling. Because I think at the end of the day, she really does I don't know if we're jumping ahead, but I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
She really does love Vic in the way that she loves Vic, but I think she also recognizes that she couldn't give Vic ultimately the thing that he asked her for, which was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe she has a resolution for herself. Well, if I can't give it to him, amen that this, like, freak episode happened. I mean, because she's at fault, too. She hooked up with Steve.
Sure.
Yeah,
she did.
So it's sort of like, you know what? Joke's on me in a way. Mm-hmm. And at least this guy, if he's going to die, can know that there's a little Vic on the way.
Yeah. That he's been wanting.
Or Victoria.
Vicette.
Yeah. No, I really am glad that you brought up the whole Noah situation, because if you think about it, we had three perspectives. We had his perspective, Cole's, and then, of course, Helen's. If you think about it, Noah was in every single section,
mm-hmm.
And at the end of every section, he comforted someone. So in Anton's case, it wasn't so much comforting, but there was something there, because obviously he had the situation where he read about him, but there was closure with that.
Right.
You saw with Cole at the end in the graveyard, there was closure with Cole. And then at the end with Helen, who's been his arch nemesis mm-hmm. this entire season, there was closure there too. So I thought that was interesting, and I feel like I want to say that that was purposeful.
Yeah,
that was that they did that, because I mean, Noah's always, we flip flop with him mm-hmm. as far as, like, first we like him and then we hate him and then we really hate him and then he's like, okay, he's not so bad, and then he does something else. We're just like, come on, mm-hmm.
yeah.
really? So I think it was really good to end on a high note, especially now that we don't have Allison, because
right.
remember, this whole series is based on them two having an affair.
Right,
they're two characters, and so with Allison gone, it's like now Noah's at the pinnacle,
yeah.
and it's like, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was good that we kind of wrapped with him being a part of all these points of view.
Right.
Yeah. Same. Okay. I think that especially with Noah, it is kind of tough to, you know, y'all know how I felt the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was ultimately going to come back to that, but it's tough to, like, see still for me even the moments with him and Helen, just because of Helen being still, you know, we've said it countless times over and over again, like, she just can't get past him. And I almost think it was, like, good for her in an actual, like, let's move on way, meaning, like, we're going into the final season of this show, let's, like, actually have something different other than me yearning after this man for so long. I think it was good for her to say, like, this isn't the same kind of love. And I totally agree with what you were saying with the Vic stuff, even though, yeah, sure, it's never going to feel great to be like, hey, your man cheated with me and now I'm pregnant with this baby. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not going to make you totally happy. But then it's like, he's dying. And that was his ultimate wish. Yeah. So I like the fact now that they did that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it does just, like, make all of that tie up in a pretty nice way. But, like, you know, even I thought the whole time, like, oh, this Allison stuff is so, it, like, literally affects me. And then, but dear God, the scene with Vic and Helen and him in the hospital bed, like, I just, like, clap for phenomenal acting, yeah. but, like, the writing and just the realness of it.
Yeah.
Like, it literally, not to, like, go full deep, but took me back to, like, when my mom all passed away. She literally said the same thing. She was going through treatment for leukemia, but she's like, I don't want to die. And I'm like, the show does such, like, real
yeah.
good mm-hmm. things about, like, bringing you there for real life. So now I'm like, I understand why next season's the last season, but I'm also very upset about it.
Yeah. It's not far-fetched, I think, and that's what's good about, we talk about the writing and yeah. directing all the time. It's we know that it's fictional, but it also is very real, and you can take real moments from this.
Yeah.
Affairs do happen.
Yeah.
Families are affected. When you have extended families and how that kind of bridges into things, that's all affected. And it's a great way for us to see this particular situation unfold and see it, how it can be relatable, mm-hmm. you know, to our own lives. Before we go any further, Nadine has something to say about what's going on here at AfterBuzz.
Yes. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay! All right, so Noah's portion was very small in comparison to the other sections.
Yes.
So I really want to hit his real quick. We did see that they finally made it to Princeton, with Anton. Mm-hmm. And we see a moment where throughout this season, we saw him kind of take Noah take Anton under his wing. We saw that there was a little situation with his mother, and they slept together, and that whole situation, and the dad got involved. But ultimately, Noah's sole purpose, so we thought, or so he was trying to tell us, is that he was cared about this kid who was brilliant and wanted to make sure that he could get some things going with his college. Mm-hmm. And so we see this kind of everything kind of come to a head when they're sitting in this situation with Ariel, who was, we find out, Noah previously dated.
Every woman.
No. Sorry.
No, did she not previously date.
She had a crush on him. She had a crush on him.
Every woman loves him.
It's Noah. Yeah. Right. But we see, they had a writing assignment. They start talking outside. They come back. And Anton kind of, spills the beans about, this supposed fictional person. But, of course, we know it's Noah right away. And everything that happened. And Noah's pissed.
Yeah.
And they talk about it.
I would be so angry.
And it kind of goes out. What did you guys think about that whole scene?
It was so intense. And it made me realize once again that Anton's just a kid. Like, he's just, you don't do that. Regardless if he wanted, that's the first thing came to mind. Because he wanted to fit in with what everyone else was, talking about. And he think he could bring up those stereotypes, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't do that to the guy who's, one, his ex-wife just died, too. Right. And then you're going to now call him a sociopath. Mm-hmm. And just, I get why. Why he did it, and I get it was great and everyone ate it up, but you still don't do that. You don't go that low.
I think for someone like Anton, who already feels like the cards are stacked against him, I thought it was pretty perceptive of him to dig that deep and go, okay, it's obviously evident what these people want me to say, and so I'm going to give it to them. And I think he probably was astute enough to also know that Noah would get over it pretty fast as long as he articulated it in the right way, which I thought he did a great job doing. He was like, look, man, I mean, and Noah can't lie. Like, Anton knows that he was sleeping with the mom. Like, you know, he just, and sometimes just Noah doesn't want to hear the realities of things, but I think Anton did a great job of calming the water, and I think Noah, he'll move on, and I think he'll be fine, and I think Anton will get into that school, and like things will work out the way they're supposed to. So granted, there's obviously more desirable ways, I think, sometimes, but I think in Anton's case, he did what he needed to do.
He did, and sometimes you gotta do that. You do. But also, like, this dude just did a lot for you. So Noah has the right to be pissed, for sure. We've briefly, but like somewhat in a few episodes, touched on the race issue and things that have kind of like gone on where maybe like some people have said this character did this because of this, whatever. So I kind of almost like that they straight up were like, let's just say this. Let's I don't know if they're privileged or not, but these white kids are sitting here saying all this stuff, whatever. So he's like, you know what? Let me feed into this. It's sad to me that, like, people would still think that they had to do that.
Sure.
But I also, he did take the situation and tell it, could he have thought of someone else?
Exactly.
Anyone
That's
else?
What I'm saying.
Absolutely. Because it was embarrassing for Noah in that moment. But is he ever going to see those kids again? No.
He might,
like,
but I mean,
over it, like
at least
said.
At least it wasn't like, him doing some speech in front of 3,000 people. I mean, it was like six people were in this room. Like, it's fine.
Not a big deal.
But you're still calling him this man that your teacher is telling us. You call him a sociopath and stuff. Like, the guts it takes to do that. Anton has big cojones.
He's got big cojones. Yeah.
Even with you just saying that, though, like, I'm like, oh, that's terrible. You called him a sociopath. But then I literally, like, in that instant, I was like, but he's a writer. Mm-hmm. Think of when Noah wrote in his book, like, that Allison was just sex. Like, mm-hmm. he didn't actually feel that way, but you know what's gonna grab people's attention. So I'm kind of, like, proud of him in the moment.
I feel like he number one, I feel like in his time with Noah, he did learn some things from Noah. But also when he gave that, I do also agree with everyone that it wasn't appropriate. He shouldn't have done it. But I think he was trying to give Noah a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
And that's why he brought up, you know, what was in the book. He was like, well, you wrote, and I read that, you know, in your book. So I was just kind of doing the same thing. He was just very juvenile at doing that. So it just wasn't good. But anyway,
To say that he was not affected by anything. I think Noah in the past has been not extremely affected by stuff, but he clearly is affected by what's going on.
He's beginning to be affected by things. I think it's hitting him now. And I think that'll be a beautiful thing for season 5.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into Cole's view because there was a lot there.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Man.
What is there to say?
Well, basically the entire Athena. Jeez. I have never liked her. Her character, and everything that she stands for with Allison's, you know, her mom, and everything that happened this season with her keeping her dad away from her and everything. But we kind of see this whole thing come to a head. And before we get into Cole's version, we have a special segment because Allison is no longer with us. And so we just want to give the fans just something to remember her. So, Maestro, if you can cue it up, please, because this is what we want to do
for Allison.
I know, right?
Yeah. I don't know if my heart can.
If you can take it. Okay, sure. Just tell me when you're ready, Steven. Going back to what Athena, the whole thing with this was she basically did what she does when Allison was alive.
Yeah.
Now that Allison's gone, she still did the same thing.
Yeah.
And took over the situation with, you know, of course, cremating Allison, having this weird, wonky celebration service kind of thing
on the beach.
On the beach, yes.
Worst thank you, sir. Idea. Yes. Ever.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. But we're gonna play this for you all, and yeah, this is what it
Hope
is.
Hope y'all like it.
Yes.
It's like I need my lighter ad.
Right. The thing. So we have Allison and Noah started the whole season, the whole situation.
I literally can't take it. Oh,
don't watch.
This is crazy.
This is a lot right now.
Yeah.
This is our in memoriam segment.
Right. And then we have Allison and Cole.
That's a great shot of Cole.
I know.
Damn, Cole.
But just look. Oh my God.
Her looking at him like that.
Right. And just knowing also the fact that Cole never stopped loving her.
Never. Yeah. Like, well, I think we knew that.
Yeah, but I think it was just shown to us so much this season.
I'm crying.
Yeah. Are you really crying?
Oh, God. Man.
And then we have Allison by herself.
Y'all.
Man.
I just can't believe that she's actually not going to be on the show
Ruth
anymore.
Wilson. She's done.
Emmy winner.
She's done.
Made so much of the show. Yes. Like,
we love you, girl.
I love you. Yes. Oh, hold I have down. So many, like... chicken skin right now. I'm not even kidding.
It's a chicken
skin. Yeah, too much. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Steven. Appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. So getting back into what we were talking about. We were talking about Athena and this whole situation. Yo, when Cole ran away with that urn.
I kind of loved it.
I knew that too. That was something.
Dude, it was shocking.
Did you know it was going to happen?
No.
Oh, yeah. Who knew? You
me
said
and
you
April both thought.
You guys called
it? Second, I thought he was... Honestly, my first thought, I was like, he's going to chuck it. Like, he's going to chuck it into the water.
That's what
like,
I thought.
Why did you
that's
do
what,
this?
That's what I thought. He was going to throw it
like,
in the water.
No, he's not going to do that because he knows
it's
that
her blood.
She would never want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, who would want to be chucked into the water? But, no, she definitely wouldn't want to. And then I just was like, oh, he's going to take it and run. And I'm so happy that he did because literally worst idea for a funeral ever. It just shows how little she knew about her.
Yes.
And, you know, we've seen Athena's character, like, a few times, let's say a handful in between season one and now. And I think they did it on purpose to show us that, like, okay, these other people are there. Granted, I don't think Allison also was, like, the church-type funeral person either, but, like, it just, I'm glad that they did it in order to show that Cole, it meant enough to Cole to, like, look a fool. He didn't care what he looked like, he didn't care what anyone thought, like, he was going to do what he thought needed to be done, and what he did was right.
I thought it was also kind of amazing that he called Allison his wife, and, that moment was special, to say the least.
It was very,
right
very
intense. Right in front of Louisa.
Yeah.
Oh, he's, who, man?
Oh yeah, he's done.
Oh yeah, he's done.
He's done with that whole situation. I wanted to ask you all because this came up in a section two different times, and when they were going over to the funeral, they were all singing "This Land Is Your Land."
Yeah.
And then we saw when after, and then it was just him and Joni, and then they started singing it again. What do you think that was the significance? Because I don't think these writers do anything by happenstance.
Oh no, no.
What do you think that was?
At first, I thought it was significant because of Louisa. Like, what songs do you learn in elementary school about America?
Right.
That's one of the songs that you learn. And I thought that that was the significance of it there. But then whenever it was just Cole and Joni in the car, it's just more about, like, this is us together. I don't know.
I think it's maybe trying to bring normalcy. Like, that, he didn't know, like, that's what they sing in the car. Mm-hmm. And so he did a somber version of it. Very somber. Yeah. But that's just, he's trying to, you know, protect that.
Right.
We didn't see her actually, like, officially finding out, like, in a, you know, in a crying way or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what did you guys think about that? Did you guys find that interesting?
What's that?
We didn't see more of a reaction from Joni? Or,
oh, just about.
I thought she didn't know. I thought they were taking her to a funeral, and she did not know whose funeral she was at.
Was going.
Because they kept saying,
yeah,
what am I going to tell Joni? What am I going to tell Joni? And then until they got in the car with the two, with Cole and Joni, and he's like, she's like, is mommy going to be there? And I'm like, oh my God, she was at her funeral, and she still doesn't know? But no, clearly they just hadn't talked about, you know, what death is. And we know that she's 6-7-ish years old. And I don't know, like, when's the appropriate time to say that.
It felt like in the car that Cole did sort of convey. And I think that it's just that Joni doesn't necessarily understand what that means.
Yes.
But I think he's trying to at least introduce the concept of
her being gone.
And that she'll always be...
Right.
Present, even when she's not present.
Yeah, I don't think she fully understands
because
of her age. And I think, like you said, when they were driving, well, just them two.
Yeah.
He definitely was introducing it. And I think it's going to be something that will be ongoing. And for her to get fully understand it, be some time in age. I wanted to also ask you all, did you feel bad for Louisa in all of this?
No, I really didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just like me being cold, but I actually didn't. I don't know why. I think I didn't because I care so much more about Allison, and then I care so much more about Cole finally, you know, really realizing how he felt and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to say that, like, oh, I was just, like, happy. I feel bad for her. Like, dear God, that sucks. And especially because, you know, your husband's ex-wife just died that you already thought he felt this way about, and then it's just basically, like, confirmed, and she knew it, and that's why she's so, you know, just kind of coldly was like, I mean, I know we're done, and he's like, yeah, we're done.
I think the part that helped me be okay with it was I liked Cole's solution for everything, like, you know, what you really want at the end of the day is to have your citizenship.
Yeah.
And also you really do want to be the guardian of Joni. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was sort of his amends in a way of like, look, I'm not going to be able to be the man for you, but I can still give you an aspect of the life that you were hoping to have. And I think that that was his way of trying to, you know, just make it okay.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was great. I mean, I honestly was like, go Cole. I love you, Cole.
It really was.
Yeah.
I just think that she had just such bad timing. Why are you trying to talk about each other the morning of the funeral? I was like, girl, like, I get it that you know already. You already know, but this is not the time.
Yeah.
And he's putzing around in his room trying to find a shirt, and he's, you know, he can't do with that even.
Yeah.
I think he wants to talk. And so I think he had every right to say, like, let me go and bury her, and then we can talk all night if you want. And I was like, you go. Say this. It's the truth. Let him just deal with that right now. One thing at a time.
I think the one thing that, because there's some stuff going on in chat, I just want to say, I think initially when Louisa met Cole, I don't think at that point I felt like Cole was still passionately in love with Allison.
I didn't either.
So I think that at least when they met, I think Cole was legitimately passionate for Louisa, and I think he loved her in some way. It obviously wasn't an Allison caliber love,
sure,
but he did. And I think, you know, it was a bit of a gateway drug in a way, because I think had he not had that time with Louisa and the comparison of it all, perhaps, I don't think he would have really realized the immensity for his love for Allison. Mm-hmm. So in that way, I'm like, you know. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I think love is lessons learned, and I say, I mean, Louisa's gonna be fine. She'll meet some fabulous man. She's still gonna be in Montauk. Like, it's like, she'll be fine. Yeah. She'll be fine. Louisa will, like, have her moment. We might not see it, but I believe
Louisa,
Louisa will do just fine.
Well, I think it was very similar to what Helen was doing with Vic, as what Cole is doing with Louisa, like, just trying to get over these people that just destroyed your life.
Yeah.
And I think that's the parallel and the similarities, and now they're both losing that person, so the next season will be, how do they both continue on?
Right.
Even now, post the affair, like, times 10 years past the initial affair.
I think it was also interesting that we saw in that segment that Cherry comes to
I loved that.
In the cemetery. Yeah. And, so I mean, we saw, of course, we remember he went on this whole journey to, you know, find out more about his dad, and ends up finding, you know, what he did in the process.
Yeah.
And so for her to then tell him, like, you're not like your dad, you're like me. And he's like, well, you've told me all this time, you're like I'm like dad. She's like, no, I feel like you're like me. And I thought that was good, even though I've also had my issues with Cherry.
You have, you know,
in
but it was
the
good
past.
To see her tonight.
It was good. It was good. She was being a mom. She wasn't trying to be condescending, which she's been in the past. And I think she was just trying to be there for him and just help him understand through this process of what's going on. Because she does know how much he loved Allison.
You know, and I just thought of this, but it's interesting how Cherry was reinforcing with Cole how important it was for him to be around for Joni and to live life, and, like, you know, that he was going to be around to live life, and how Noah was very emphatic with Helen about how grateful that they both should be to be alive. So, like, interesting that there were these similarities between these two pivotal, I mean, very serious, amazing scenes between two actors that happened in both storylines. So, anyway,
just to keep going,
This Rainy J in the chat says, why the scene about them having sex so much? Allison seemed uncomfortable until she asked Cole to hold her hand. He's talking about the flashback from season one where it's Allison and Cole, where she asked, like, how many times do you think that we've had sex? I think they did that to almost, like, remind you of the situation and remind you of the closeness, even though it was actually, like, a moment of grief and a moment of sadness specifically for Allison. It's almost just to, like, take us back there, because that was, you know, three seasons ago, technically, what, like, 10-ish years ago in Showtime. And
I think that was an interesting part of the relationship, too, because obviously when we first met the two of them, they were both still going through a grieving process for their son. And so the relationship, I mean, really, it's had a lot of arcs of what we've seen in the last four seasons. You know, it's quite incredible. Because, you know, even when they were not together, they were still together. There was always this push and pull between the two of them. And so I think that specific scene that they showed us was, like, that awkward, like, we're so comfortable with each other and we love each other and it's obvious, but it's that still that, like, but what else is there kind of a thing, you know? Right. And that was a lot of their relationship.
Right.
And he figured it out, but it was too late.
He did. Okay, we got to go to Hella's point of view.
Yeah.
Only got a few more minutes left. But before that, shout out, because we did see Oscar.
Little
glimpse of Oscar. I thought that was dope.
I thought that
the
was
little,
cool.
The little part, real quick.
I didn't say that. I was like, Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar in the house.
He didn't hear me, but I said it.
He nodded. I saw a nod.
So for me, this Helen's point of view, I think the best part for me was at the end when she told Noah that, you know, she got with Vic to get over him. Mm-hmm. And you saw how, again, this whole season, how she treated him. She treated him like trash.
Yeah.
You know, held the kids from him, acted like he didn't care, even though he moved all the way to L.A. to be close so he could be close to the kids, all of that. And so for her to admit that, you know, and I love how he was just like, yeah, you could be cold, you could be this. And she's like, all right, you're just going to keep going?
Yeah.
I thought it was a great scene. But when she said that, I was like, yo.
Because,
you know, that's
now.
Big for her. It makes sense for her. And that was big for her to admit that. And then from there, going back into, you know, the whole Vic situation. Anyway, go ahead. Take it away. Take it away.
Well, no, I think that it was important. I think it really just serves us to know she obviously still loves Noah, right?
But we knew that.
But in this weird, like, so her being bitchy to him, like, you know, perpetually, that's just her mechanism of, like, I don't love him. I don't love him. So I'm going to be a bitch to him to like help me through this.
Sure.
I really do think that was a big piece of it. Yeah. I loved just everything that happened between
the two of them tonight.
I think we got to see the new Helen even more and how much she has changed.
Growing,
I think since the scene that she had with Allison when Allison was on her couch, ever since then, it's been this, she's gone through all this stuff now and her demeanor is just changing. And we see at the end her smiling on the top of the roof. It's just like, all right, she's breathing, she's content. And I feel like when we see Whitney come in, Whitney is kind of the old Helen. I felt like she was battling the old, like she's this, Whitney's exactly the same, but Whitney's actually kind of a mirror of her mom. I'm guessing when Helen was that age, and we see a lot, even Helen just acting with Noah. So I thought that was an interesting parallel, and then she just stayed calm through all of that.
Yeah.
She just was like, yep, this, what else? What else are you going to throw at me, life?
Right.
And I really appreciate how she handled it.
Yeah.
I loved also that I feel like Vic definitely was the big winner in this episode, in this section. Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Because he's going to be a baby dad. I think he's dying.
Yeah, well, of course he's dying. We knew that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you know, nothing's changing that. But what I mean by him being the winner is there's two things. Number one, he's going to have his child because Helen was not going to have this child,
right.
Bottom line. And that's all he wanted. He's like, all I want. I know I'm going to die. I want a child. Obviously, the means are a little bit different, unorthodox, and wasn't planning to happen this way, but it's going to happen. And I love how they ended that right before Helen shot, you know, on top of the roof with her going in to tell him. Also, the men's that they had, because remember, Helen just, before she was talking, when she was talking to Noah, she's like, I don't think I love him. Mm-hmm. And Noah, of all people, is the one to be like, no, you do. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not the same love that we had.
It was beautiful.
But you still love him. And I thought that was so, so, so dope.
Yeah.
And then when she goes back in there, and you guys start crying, and then I'm like, yo. And that scene when she's just, he's like, I'm
like,
so sorry.
You.
Yeah. He's like, I'm so sorry. You know, and she's like, for what? And then he's just like, I love, and she crawls in there, and she's like, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh,
and I'm like,
I was done.
Yo!
Done.
I'm telling you, there weren't physical tears, but my heart, thug tears right here, son. But I thought that was great. I thought that was great. Yes, yes.
I forgot
to bring tissues.
You just reminded.
Bring tissues. That, you forgot to bring tissues.
I forgot about him, because I was so into what she was saying to him, forgot about him saying to her, like, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I should have listened to you. I should have gotten treatment. I didn't realize how painful this was. Like, because I actually didn't think that we were going to get there with him. I didn't think that he was ever going to be that way.
Right.
Not that he needs to be that way. Not that anyone needs to be that way. I just didn't think that he was.
Yeah.
I didn't imagine them going there. So for them to go there when he's clearly, like, you know, knocking on death's door, it made it that much more, like, oh my gosh. And that's, it's like the, what I was saying in the beginning, like, how am I suddenly, like, happy that he's going to have a baby, even though he cheated on Helen? It's because, like, the miracle of what they did. Mm-hmm. Because it just, like, I don't know. It just almost, like, rips you to shreds so much that it's, like, throw the man a bone. You know what I mean? And I don't think we would feel that way had Helen not been with Sierra as well. But, I don't know, that scene of him, because, like, there's nothing you can do at that point. He's septic. Every part of his body is shutting down. It's just, it literally, it's gut-wrenching to think.
Oh.
I know, right?
That was his face.
That was just, that just got sad again.
I'm sorry,
oh, my God. It was, and then with Vic's parents, too.
Ugh.
And then with the doctors, his ex, it's like everyone has dated everyone of these characters that we, you know, we run into.
Vic's parents, like, screw you, Vic. Right. Vic, I forget what their names are, but
this time.
They were, I'm sorry to cut you off, but good. I really wanted to get this part because when you mentioned the doctor, I thought it was definitely important for the doctor to be there, only because if you think about it, she had to have, remember, he was like, as a doctor, he was always like very matter of fact. He's like, Ellen, I'm dying. Like, I know I'm dying. Like, treatment is not going to help. Mm-hmm. I'm going to die. I'm a doctor. I know what it is. And so it took another doctor, not only another doctor, but someone that also had a personal relationship with him to tell him and basically put him in his place. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what you're being. You're being an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, and you need this treatment.
It's
and
going to make you feel better, not worse. It's going to make you feel
better. Like, doctors make the worst, you know what I'm saying, patients, mm-hmm. which is true in real life. I've heard that several times. So basically for that, her to be in, I think it was pinnacle for her to say that, and that kind of brought him full circle, helped in bringing him full circle to basically tell Helen, look, I'm sorry.
Right. I've been like, dang, it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly it's too late. Right. But I really did want to see his reaction. I wanted Sierra to tell him
right then.
And for, I wanted to see if he was happy. I wanted to see like, how he reacted. I know we'll never see that.
Right.
I did really want to see that.
I bet you he just cried. Like, I bet you he just probably sat there. Like, he wasn't giving a lot of energy.
We don't know what we're going to see yet. We don't know. I'm guessing that we're not going to see it.
Next season is going down.
Yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that has been this season.
Yeah.
That has been our episode. We want to thank everyone for supporting us and tuning in and watching with us. Everyone in live chat, thank you so much for being on the live chat. I have been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me everywhere at The Poet Sank. And you can also check my website, stayonthemic.com. For the last time this season, April Wilson.
Don't say that. So sad. We really are going to miss y'all. Like, I so much enjoy talking to y'all on YouTube and on Twitter and Instagram and everything. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. In the meantime, at AfterBuzz, I'm going to be on the Fear the Walking Dead after show and Orange is the New Black. So check
very
it out.
Different from The Affair.
Yes, very different.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me at The Allison Dean. Would love to chat with you guys about what you think is going to happen next season, because we have another season.
Yes, we do. The fifth
and final. It will be here, and I feel like I'll be here. So
I'm hoping all of us will be here, but
I think we should keep talking about this.
Let's keep talking. Thank you guys so much. It has been such a blast. We've loved your questions, your comments, everything. Until next time, I am Nadine Dellavedova.
And we do apologize for starting late. We didn't realize that it was an extended episode. Mm-hmm. So we thank everyone that was in live chat waiting for us.
Yep.
And of course, you know, keep the conversation going on when you see this on YouTube.
Yeah. Talk to y'all soon.
It is. See you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.